So how long have you been writing?
I've been writing officially for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, I was obsessed with books and stories. So I always wrote poetry anyway, and I kept diaries. Mm. So it's just been a through thread that has continued to grow.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just started actually secretly thinking 5 years ago, oh my God, rather than just thinking it's not a possible career, I started quietly writing. So it's been about 5 years.
All right. So what actually, I mean, you talked about you wrote diaries. I mean, what actually inspired you to start saying that, like, I want to start actually writing?
I think it was just a love of it. It just seemed like the next step, to be honest. I used to go to libraries and just lose a day just reading books, and sometimes I could read 2-3 books in a day. And I feel like writing transports you, and there's something magical about it. I felt empowered by that, and I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to be able to create something like this? So, yeah, just from reading all the different writers I liked and trying things out, I thought, yeah, I mean, at first I didn't really tell people that I wanted to be a writer, because you just think, oh, no one's going to take that seriously.
Yeah.
But especially like being Nigerian, even though Nigeria has loads of writers, that's the interesting thing.
Mm.
But, you know, yeah, so that's what inspired me, just the magic of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you talk about a lot of Nigerian writers. I mean,
you're born in Nigeria.
Oh, all right. So this is
born in Nigeria. Yeah. Came here, went to boarding school here when I was 8.
Yeah.
In Norfolk for a few years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, I always, having grown up there, spent a little bit of time there, it was such a different world.
Mm.
And we lived a very good life. And it was so rich in terms of culture and art and, you know, the language, the food, the way people interact there. It's completely different in some ways to how people are here.
Mm.
So, and the storytelling there, you know, we used to have stories told to us.
Mm.
Story, time. You know, we had like little gatherings and people would tell stories, especially like if the electricity went.
Yeah.
So there is this like culture of storytelling there. So, I think that's definitely had an influence.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll read Chinua Achebe, but I'll also read Stephen King.
Okay.
I'll read Anne Tyler. You know, I'll read Banana Yoshimoto. I'll read just writers who write well.
Yeah. So how is that intertwined with between your own history, culturally,
and here?
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is, I feel like with identity, when you're, you know, when you live away from where you were born, your identity is always evolving, kind of always shifting, kind of insidiously.